This is Lincoln.
And Jill.
And today on the Geek Speak podcast, we have a guest, and his name is Wade Carpenter. And Wade is covering everything accounting for the small business owner. You are going to really love this one, because I think what Wade covers on today's episode is something that every single business owner needs to know about. There's some things that he talks about that, you know what, if I had to do on my own, Jill, I would be like lost.
Well, I'm so lost.
Yeah. So you guys are going to really love this podcast. So get ready for Wade Carpenter. Geek Speak. Okay, so we are live, Geek Speak, today. We're coming from a remote location, as you can see. This is not our typical location.
It would be nice.
But hey, look, this is a pretty nice location. I really like it. What do you think, Joe?
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we're as crowded as we're
usually kind of like cramped in and stuff, you know. So this is welcome. We have today on Geek Speak podcast, we have Wade Carpenter. Wade is a CPA here in Stockbridge, Georgia. And when we get into this podcast today, this is going to be something that you guys are going to be interested in hearing, especially if you're a business owner, because business owners, you want to listen to this today.
We have expert advice.
Expert advice. This is not like just any old advice. This is the top nut. Wade is my CPA. And if I'm going to bring Wade on, you know 100% of the time, a fact that he's top notch. So you guys are going to want to pay attention to this, especially if you're a business owner, small business owner. You're going to want to jump into this. Wade, how has your week been so far? I mean, how?
It's been pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah. Okay.
Customers?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of people starting new businesses lately, and what they say is people are getting new federal ID numbers at a record pace right now. So
wow. So what do you think is attributing that? I mean, what's causing that?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that have come down that, you know, are favorable to business right now. The economy's getting better, and the new tax law has made some things that, you know, made it more favorable to a lot of people to do business, as well as get some tax breaks to get started in business.
Gotcha. So we're gonna jump in, Jill. I'm excited about this one, because I think that like Wade was saying, so many people want to start businesses, right?
Right.
And
you gotta have that side hustle too.
You gotta hustle. I mean, you gotta know. Look, just a full time job is not gonna cut it nowadays.
Nope.
You need something else. But where people go wrong is they don't talk to somebody like Wade.
Right.
And when they don't talk to somebody like Wade is where they get all screwed up.
That's where I've screwed up.
That's where we've all screwed up. That's why I come to him.
We need someone who knows how to crunch the numbers.
Exactly. And also give you advice. And somebody, Wade is sort of like somebody that you could come to and, you know, as a business owner, and you could lay your head on his shoulder, and you know, you could cry. Yeah, no, literally, seriously, I could do it right now. And seriously, and the thing about it is, when I first started my business, Wade gave me some serious advice. I mean, he laid out like a plan, a projection for my business, and I knew nothing about this. I knew nothing on how to set up my business or do anything like that. And it was phenomenal for him to just break that down for me. I can go hours and hours and talk about how Wade has really changed the face of my business. But you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready, Wade?
What are we going to talk about?
All right, let's do this. Let's jump in. So today, guys, what I want to share with you, we talked about it a little bit in the intro. People want to start businesses. You wanna get out there and you want that side hustle, right?
Right.
And you wanna you know, you're working on your full-time job and you're sort of like, man, I got to make some extra money. I got to start a business. Or you've already been in business for years and you're like, you know what? Something's going on with my taxes. I don't know. Things are changing. I really don't know what's happening. I need to get some advice on this. And that's why we wanted to talk to Wade today, so he could give us some advice and give you guys some advice on what kind of structure you need to create around your business. I mean, what do you need to do to really create your business and put it in the right entity?
Right.
You know, because you have, I know a lot of people out there have sole proprietorships, right? Do I go into a sole proprietorship? When do I do that? Or, you know, you have an LLC, partnerships, S Corp, C Corp, all kinds of corps, dead corps. Right. You got all these different kinds of corpses, and we don't know which one we should be going into. And Wade is going to help us out. Wade is an expert at this. Wade has some seminars that he's going to be doing. We got a list of all the seminars that Wade is going to be doing. And I just want to, Wade, I just want to go down this list real quick. So one of Wade's seminars that's going to be coming up, should I incorporate LLC? That's a big one.
That is a big one. I've actually had that question before too. It's like, should I do that to protect myself, or am I just too small to even worry about it?
Right. So Wade, as I go down each one of these, I just want you to share a little bit about each one of these seminars that you're going to be doing. So the first one, should I incorporate an LLC? What could people expect, you know, from that?
Well, can I back up a little bit on that?
Because sure.
What a lot of people do, they're working for somebody doing whatever they do, digging ditches or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, they always say, well, I could do it better myself.
Yep.
Or they get mad at the man and decide they're going to quit one day and start their own deal.
Right.
Maybe they've been thinking about it for several years. And they go online and they think they can Google an answer. And it's, you know, there's a lot of things you can Google an answer to, but it's dangerous to do it for yourself.
Right.
And if you go out there today, I mean, a lot of people will go out there and say, well, what did my brother-in-law do?
Right.
Well, he set up an LLC. Well, I guess I should do the same thing.
Yep.
That can be, you know, disastrous from a tax standpoint. You know, if you ask a lawyer, almost universally, they'll probably tell you, you should probably be an LLC because you can change it into anything you want. The problem is that a lot of people don't, you know, they don't follow up and they don't give them tax advice. They say, go to your CPA about your tax advice.
Yeah, yeah.
So people are afraid to go sit down with somebody and really look at their situation. And so they jump into, you know, the Secretary of State of Georgia has made it very easy for people to go online and create their own, but a lot of times there's some, like say you want to do an S corporation, there's a 45-day time limit after you set that up to make the S election. And if you don't do it on time, that could be disastrous from a tax standpoint.
So. Right. See, and that's some of the things that we don't even know about.
Oh no, I'm a complete idiot
when
it comes to any of this stuff. But that's why we have experts. Like, people come to us when they don't know what to do about their social media and their web designs, SEO, stuff like that. They come to us, we go to Wade.
Exactly, and that's why we go to him, because, I mean, it's so much. I mean, it's so much that you have to do when you're starting a business, and I was ignorant to the fact. We all have been, where we just go out there and we go online and we think we can Google anything, like you said. Go out there and Google it, and here's the answer. And then you go and you do it, and next thing you know, you're screwed up. So, great advice. So, should I incorporate an LLC?
Just a quick, that'll be, you know, probably an hour and a half talk about the pros and cons of each. And depending on the type of business, the state you're in, the industry you're in, there's a lot of factors that really go into that.
Yeah.
You know, and the type of income, it can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
And so that's more about sitting down and understanding the factors that go into it and the new tax law that is actually going into effect changed a lot of those things too. So we're going to talk about the new C corporation rate being a flat 21%, and you know this new qualified business income. So you know,
yeah,
that's just a quick overview of that.
You see, all of that just went like this. It just went like over my head because he's the guy. So all right, the next one is okay. So this the new tax law. Critical things business owners need to know. That's another one. With the new tax law, look, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even know there was a new tax law. Right?
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't even know. So, you know, we talked a little bit about the new tax law. Then, guys, another one that you may wanna come and see Wade about when he launches these seminars, Introduction to QuickBooks. Jill.
Don't talk to me about any numbers. I'm dyslexic and I'm an idiot when it comes to math. Just don't.
Well, let me tell you something. When I was in school, there was the top math class, there was the middle math class, and there was like no math class. There was like the people that like, they were like below the below.
That's me.
That I was in that class too.
I failed pre-algebra. Just putting that out there. I failed pre-algebra. Hey. That's how stupid I am at math.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're here now. But Introduction to QuickBooks is another class that Wade is doing. And Wade, just tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that one, you know, a lot of people jump into, you know, they jump into business and they say, well, I got to keep books. They think they can go out and pick software off the shelf and jump into it. And quite frankly, they can make a mess, huge mess of it.
Right.
And sometimes with just a little bit of guidance, getting it set up properly can mean the difference between a complete wreck and a good set of books that you can manage your business around.
Yep.
So that class is mainly designed to give business owners at least a good foundation so that they can keep up with things.
Gotcha.
I may have to sit in on that one.
Yeah. I actually need to sit in on all of these. The next one that Wade has here is how to read and understand financial statements. Before Wade even gets into this, all right, I was talking to someone that's prominent, that's very prominent in our community, and I had a financial statement that I was sort of showing this individual, right? And I was like, well, this is what the organization is doing, and look at the finances, and et cetera, and would you believe this person was not able to actually understand and read the financial statement. Now, I'm not saying that I'm like some financial guru, but it was like the basics of the basic, you know?
Yeah.
And I was kind of scared because if this person is in a high position, right, and they can't do that, we're in trouble, okay? Come see this guy. Wade, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, it's something that we get all, you know, we try to educate our business owners about how to have good books, and when you have good books, how to use those numbers to manage them. The problem is, you know, a lot of people get, well, an income statement is revenue minus expenses. I get that. But the balance sheet, you know, cash flows, it's completely over their head.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you understand the basics of it, first of all, and then how to look at it, interpret it, and see if you're winning or losing. Well, that's what that class is really designed to do.
Gotcha. That's critically important. Then there's another one, QuickBooks for contractors. There's a lot of people out there that are contractors. They're not full-time, you know, in businesses, but you are a contractor. Maybe you have a skill or something that you do for a living, mm-hmm. right? And you want to provide that skill, and you're getting paid as a contractor. What do you do? How do you go about doing that, right, Wade? I mean,
right, and there's a lot of quirks for contractors that, you know, maybe they have retainage and trying to keep up with job costs, and it's very confusing. And so that one is specifically, you know, targeted to things that those contractors need to know that are, because there's a lot of different things that for construction,
right,
that
right.
normal businesses wouldn't have. So.
Right. So the next one Wade has here in his list of seminars that we're doing, and Wade is located in 280 Country Club Drive in Stockbridge, Georgia. So we're here, we're local, you know, but a great place great place to be. The next course that he's offering is Practical Financial Management. Tell us a little bit about that one, Wade.
Well, that's actually an all-day class, and really not an extension of the reading and understanding financial statements, but it's taking those numbers and figure out how to figure your break even and your costs and volume and if that's making sense. If we talk about pricing and discounting prices versus raising prices and what it does to your bottom line. So it's a full day designed to really give that business owner a good understanding of how they can manage their business by the numbers.
Makes sense. Jill, it looks like you're really thinking over here. Like things are going through your brain right now.
A lot of people in our industry are really going to want to sit in on the one we just talked about a second ago for contractors, because there's so many people in our line of business who are contractors, freelancers,
Right.
And as someone who's been in that position, I have no idea what to do when tax season comes around, because
right.
I'm in charge of paying my own taxes.
Right.
So what if I didn't set up everything properly? What if it comes tax season and, Uncle Sam's like, hey, pay up, and I'm like, but I'm broke.
Right.
What do I do?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's critically important. So two more that we want to talk about, tax issues of the new business owner. So what's that about, Wade?
Well, one thing she just said, I don't know anything about estimated taxes. Can I write off my car?
Right.
Should I buy it personally or put it in the business name? What do I need to do to write off my meals and entertainment?
Wow.
A lot of things that new business owners have a lot of new questions beyond, just should I incorporate or what form of entity?
Right.
And, it's very natural to, you can sit there and spend a whole lot of time, or you can come to somebody like me or something like this and get some of those answers, so that right now is probably a really good time, because right now it's October and you've got a couple of months to kind of make some of those tax moves before the end of the year. So
right.
It's great, good time to learn what you should be thinking about before, the end of the year.
Gotcha. And the last one, what we're going to talk about, and this is a specific niche. So if you're in construction and you're in good, you're watching the right podcast or listening to the right podcast, what construction companies need to know about the new tax law. That's huge. Construction is booming right now. I mean, people are building. Those builders are really building, and people are buying homes. I was just in a conversation not too long ago, literally, just, about an hour ago, where somebody was like, they're buying a new home, and it was, and then two or three other people was like, oh, I'm buying a new home too. We're getting a home built. We're doing all this. But on the, from the construction company side, tell us about this and who this is for.
Well, I mean, anybody in construction, the new tax law, some of the big, largest accounting firms did some studies on what this is going to do and, some of the impacts. And construction was one of the top ones that, it's going to affect their taxes. There's a lot of new things with, the structure and that qualified business income deduction. But, right now is a good time to build market share. And if you know how to structure these things and take advantage of this new law, you can save a significant amount of money in taxes.
So. Yeah, that's tremendous. So, guys, we went through a couple different classes, seminars that Wade is putting on in the community here at his office. And these will most likely also be sort of on demand, if at some point, where people could go through and they can purchase it and buy it, and watch it at a later date. Is that an option?
Yeah, I think we're going to be putting that together, and we may be doing, right now we're doing the first ones, in-house. We may do some webinar as well.
Gotcha. Okay. So, Jill, what would you want to share with someone after sitting in on this session and us doing this podcast here with Wade? And by the way, I'm like a squirrel, guys, so I just thought of something real quick. Wade, and I didn't even say this at the beginning of the podcast. Wade is our first guest.
He is.
He's the first guest on the Geek Speak podcast. That's phenomenal. I'm excited. Let's give Wade a hand. Hey guys, if you're online, come on. Let's see you guys give him some hands here. Let's see some stuff going up. I want to see some excitement going on here for Wade. But Jill, like after sitting in and listening to this and hearing Wade talk about, you know, what business owners need to know and what they need, what are some thoughts that you have?
That I definitely need to come to some of Wade's classes because, like I said, I'm a complete idiot when it comes to anything that has to do with numbers in a business. I can build you a website. I can post your social media stuff like crazy. Don't ask me to try and calculate anything because that's not my strong suit. Yep. That's what Wade's for.
Yeah, and the same thing for me. I definitely just taken away from this. I know. You know where your strong points are. As business owners, you know what you're best at. Go do that. Go be the best at what you do. But when it comes to your finances, and look, you don't want to get in trouble. You don't want to be in problems. You want to make sure that you are doing the right things, and that's being taken care of. And that's why Wade handles all my stuff, so I don't need to worry about it. And it's gonna go over my head anyway. He just tells me, look, this is what we need to do. This is how your business is looking. This is where you need to go. Here's and advises me. I mean, it's not just a CPA or like Wade used to say, not just a bean counter. He's not just a bean counter. This guy advises you on your business. I can't tell you how serious that is. Jill, I need you to come in a little bit. Because scoot in there. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so I can't tell you how important this is, guys. If you're watching this right now, you can see my face. But those of you that are listening to this, I'm telling you, I hope you can hear it in my voice. This is serious for your business. So Wade, as we wrap up today, is there anything else that you would like to share with the audience about what you're doing?
Well, just in general, for most people starting a business, get some advice, whether it's me or whoever. Get some qualified advice. You know, that foundational advice, I think, can pay dividends down the road and save you a lot of heartache. So that would be my suggestion. And don't always trust everything you read online about the tax law. So quite frankly, a lot of it's out there is false. So
that's right. So there you go. You get some advice. Make sure, if you're local, come to Wade's seminars. He's going to be promoting those on his website and how you can find Wade. Can you tell people out there, Wade, how can they find you? How can they get in contact with you?
Well, I mean, they can go to our website at carpentercpas.com. We've set up a website for the events. So it's www.carpentercpas.events. And thanks to Lincoln and WebMobile Fusion for helping me get all that set up. So
yeah. So make sure you guys reach out to Wade. Visit him on his event website, carpentercpas.events, and you can go to his main website, carpentercpas.com. You can call him on the phone. Wade, what's your phone number?
770-507-6625.
All right, so make sure you reach out to Wade. Thank you guys so much for being on, listening, watching Geek Speak today. I hope you guys got some takeaway from this. Give us some feedback. Give us some feedback.
We want to
hear from you.
If you want to come on and be our second guest,
there you go.
And you know, tell us what you want to talk about, we'll definitely set it up.
Number two. We need our number two, our second guest. Let's make it happen. Thank you guys for being on today.